And you'll notice you're in a PSYOP or some kind of like placed environment when you notice like everything in your timing tends to go in a sense your way, or other people tend to go your way with your timing, even though they're not aware or in your environment to know your timing. These little things like that you'll pick up on, and then you'll realize that they're aware and that they're a part of this like little game, right? So things like that, timing is huge, bro. That's one thing. If you could just like pay attention to the timing of everything, bro, of your everyday life, you will notice something right away. If you are under a PSYOP, also, while creating and uploading content, so like if you're especially independent journalist or some kind of authority or placeholder in that position, right? You will notice when you create content, it's always like 1,000 megabytes, even though the video or the picture is only like a few seconds long or is like not high quality, right? So they do this on purpose. They basically encode ones and zeros a shit ton, so it oversaturates a file, which is super easy to do, right? It's just ones and zeros added onto a file, and it doesn't affect the file at all, right? So they do this, so you're wondering why. So when you try to upload, it takes forever, bro. This way they can analyze, determine, and then proceed to show you, oh, it's still uploading, even though they're doing all that behind the screen as soon as you click upload, right? So it's buying them time. It's buying them a time frame so they can manipulate and then re-edit and still be able to republish it while it goes 0 to 100%, while you just see it go 0 to 100%. Now, when you have videos that have less memory, right, or less megabytes, they upload instantly, right? See, that's why they fill these up, so they have time to edit, analyze, and process. It's like a CIA job in itself, and if people really pay attention, they'll know this. And it's not even that, right? With these independent journalists and content creators, when they upload this piece of this video, right? Each video has a fingerprint, bro, and it's very unique to only its video, right? To itself, right? So when you upload that video, bro, and if AI determines it, right, within that 0 to 100% mark, right, that you see visually, that's all you see, right, when you upload is 0 to 100. So if AI determines it that it's not worthy, bro, it is banned from all platforms, bro, because they have what is called a metadata registry, bro. And each video and picture has metadata, and it's a unique identifier to that picture, right, and video. So what they do is they take advantage of this, knowing that, and they automatically throw all that shit into, so they throw your little fingerprint of your video onto the database. So whatever you do, you download it, transfer it, move it around. And you try to upload it somewhere else, it'll automatically get banned. That's why you see a lot of posts get automatically banned by their systems, bro. That's because of metadata, bro. That's huge. So remove your metadata. And also, let's get to the main part. So they over compress, they give you overfill your fucking videos. They manipulate your videos and pictures with metadata, which every video and picture has, right? This isn't new technology, space age technology, right? Cellebrite's been around for fucking 20 years, damn near, just not as good as tech because I've worked with this shit from 10 years ago, okay? Right? I've worked with remote tools, I've worked with FUDs, I've worked with encryptors, all of the above, compilers. But, so, when we, let's just conclude here, right? They control also the upload speed, bro. Not only do they analyze everything, they control the speed. So when they control the upload speed, they can analyze it. The whole point of doing all of this is so they can analyze your data without you second thinking and second guessing the system, right? Because they want to be able to do this in fractions of seconds, right? And they're doing this with AI so perfectly. So every time you upload, it goes through AI, and then it might go through the public, or it might just go through the echo chamber network where you'll see it's there, but it won't get any recognition or reach, right? And you know what's crazy? I've also tested this out with a video. When I uploaded a video, I was in airplane mode, no signal at all, and it was processing. I have a video on my TikTok, and it was still processing and uploading. How can you upload, right, if we have no connections, right? If I disabled all connections on my device, right? That's just not right. I don't know. But.